Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Seen the terror alerts they put up on television from mild to imminent to fearmonger. Well, now they're going to have NOAA, the National Weather Service, to the world putting out climate alerts every time there's a tornado or a hurricane or a typhoon. It's our fault. And they'll have lots of graphics up on television telling us why it's hot in the summer, why it's cold in the winter, and how all the penguins drowned in Antarctica, and how all the polar bears died in the Arctic. Of course, it won't matter if there's five times the polar bears today that there were in 1955, according to the federal government and its survey, and the Russian numbers show the same thing. Reality doesn't matter. You know, I hate to say I told you so, but they just follow a playbook. I've had to have said at least 100 times the last couple months that when they finally strike supposed ISIS to really cover up the fact that our government is running the whole show, and has been for 4 years, that they would come out and say that they had struck some little subgroup. Because there are a bunch of different jihadi groups that aren't under Western NATO CIA control. And that they would actually destroy groups that were competing, like Khorasan, that has 50 members, they think. And there was an imminent attack coming from them. And I said earlier this week, I said last week, I said a month ago, I said probably every day till everyone was sick of hearing it, that they would not even strike real ISIS, because that's the entire real force. You can't bomb the force you just armed and trained, but you've got to have the PR excuse to start bombing outside of the Constitution and congressional authorization inside Syria, and this is how they do it. They may come out in a month and say that Assad's secretly with ISIS or something. I mean, that's how stupid they think you and I are. But sure enough, I was just talking and the guys pulled up the NOAA weather alerts. And it says soon they're going to give us climate alerts. So it always starts with something legitimate sounding. Bzz, 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 your phone turns on. High water alert. High water alert. Or bzz, bzz, wildfires in your area. Now it's bzz, bzz, hot weather because of climate change. Extreme weather. Climate change. With the authority of government saying it's quote, global warming, climate change. Well, there's always change. Now the government messages, this is how it starts, from the president about terror threats, and from NOAA and from the Department of Education, and, oh, get your vaccines, bzz, bzz, bing, bing, depending on how you have your phone set. And now it's constant. It'll be the middle of the night, and my phone, and it wasn't like this until a few months ago, will turn on and start giving me alerts. Before, it would had to be on to do that, so I have to turn it off and put it in another room when it's raining in Austin, or the bzz, bzz, government messages. I remember they were trying this back in the 80s, and I covered it in the 90s. People didn't believe it when I was reading articles about it. Now it's here. And this is all part of the internet kill switch, government taking over radio, TV, the EAS alert systems. But what's important is they're now rolling it out, which tells you we're closer to the big D-Day globalist takeover. So we're going to analyze Lord Obama's speech at the UN. We are going to break down what's happening with Khorasan and these strikes. And I was watching CNN this morning, and they had the female newsreader there listening to the military analyst speak, going, she was just going, oh, she had this look on her face, this total concern, totally fake, of how deadly ISIS is and how they're about to blow us all up. Yeah, after our government gave them the weapons.
Last night, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
America. 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 Yeah. Come at again to save the motherfucking America. Yeah.
Freedom is the only way. Yeah.
Terrorists, your game is through. Cause now you have to answer to America.
Oh, yeah.
What you gonna do when we come?
The people we are fighting today, we funded.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix.
Freedom is only way, yeah, terrorist, your game is through. Cause now you have.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, locked and loaded. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of September 2014. And our news director and great graphics designer, Rob Dew, if you're a TV viewer, put out that little video intro promo that we just premiered to kick off the official transmission here today. We had some guests lined up, but I went ahead and had the decks cleared because I want to cover news in depth. I want to play big pieces of Obama's UN speech today and analyze it from invoking Ferguson, that America is a horrible police state, while they push the police state, to saying that they're going to save the world from ISIS and Khorasan, and they're going to save the world with global carbon taxes and taking over your cell phones and the internet with all sorts of climate change fear-mongering alerts. See, I told you the Amber Alerts start with kidnapped kids and flash floods and wildfires. Sounds reasonable. But the plan, since 1997 when I learned about it from the Texas Association of Broadcasters, where I was talking to one of their high-level people, he put me in touch with some engineers. And then they gave me the restricted documents that I made a film about, Police State 2000, where they were already getting them ready then, saying, government's going to take over hours of programming a day. We're going to jack into radio and TV. We're going to jack into the internet. And there's going to be smartphones in the future, the little handheld computers. And we are going to force our programming over it for the public service. No more will you play public service announcements. That'll still happen, but it won't just be that. We will take over when we want. Now, people watched Police State 2000, about 20 minutes of the two-hour film got into that. They thought, this is crazy. Even though I showed the EAS machines, even though I showed the secret documents, even though they actually, at the time, figured out who one of the engineers was and fired him over it. I've never told this story. And he blew his head off. That's how screwed up this country is. This guy managed 10 stations in town. Blew his head off. So that's what people have gone through, just so we can tell you what's coming before it happens. So don't let this be pearls before swine here, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you knowing this intel before it's rolled out, okay? And now they've announced, NOAA has come out, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, I think that's what it stands for, and is saying in a press release, we're going to be giving you climate change, global warming, scare tactic, written by Al Gore alerts. They already have little kids in the U.S. and Australia, you can pull this up, counting their carbon calories and deciding when to die. And if they don't decide to commit suicide, this is ABC News, you can pull it up. Then little animals die and blood squirts out of baby pigs and chickens. If you're a new listener, I'm not joking. You can't make this up. You can't make up 2 + 2 = 5. other Common Core stuff. 7 plus 3 equals 11. 7 plus 8 equals, you know, wrong numbers. This is about them getting away with committing crime out in the open to trample us underfoot and break our will. And that's the admitted policy of saying, I'm going to open the borders up without even an executive order. That would be illegal, but just forget the executive order. I'm going to execute carbon taxes and shut down half our power plants when Congress says no and votes it down, just because I feel like it. I'm going to launch strikes even though Congress says they'll authorize. I don't need your authorization. That's what this is all about. That's what it's all about, is completely training us to accept anything and everything. Kind of like, oh, the NSA isn't spying on anybody without a warrant. Then it comes out they're spying on everything. And then people find secret cell phone towers up everywhere, stealing our data in live time. And the FBI comes out on national television and says, it must be hackers. And then, of course, it comes out in the Associated Press that they've, and the Washington Post yesterday, that they've ordered the police departments to lie to the public when people say, what are these? That is called an organized crime conspiracy, a racketeering operation 101, a criminal state. And I want to be clear, this is the administration doing this and the power structure. The federal marshals, the FBI, the Secret Service are all completely freaked out about this, and they're the ones being spied on. They're the ones being set up. The officers at the Pentagon get called into briefings. This come out in the news and say, all 10,000 of you have been found with child porn on your computer. And they go, excuse me? We didn't. Doesn't matter. It's on your computer. So you play ball or you're going to be indicted. See, all this hacking's two ways, folks. All these chips already on the computers from Intel and Microsoft, it's come out, that are remote controlled by design. They don't even need to be plugged into the internet or wireless. They can be controlled by the cell signals. We told you that 7 years ago because engineers brought us the documents. 7 years ago, it was in the news in January of this year that, oh, new Intel chips can be energized from a distance under a secret NSA contract. It's not new. We're not in Kansas anymore. That's what I keep trying to get through to people. There it is. Secret G3 Intel chip gives Snoop's backdoor PC access. People want me to give the name out of the engineer? You know what? The family asked me not to talk about it when he blew his head off 15 years ago. But it's been 15 years. Maybe I should talk about it. Talk about Kevin, who was in those meetings with the feds. And then everybody else was just so scared. And then he spoke out, and then they fired him, and then he went bankrupt a year later, and he blew his head off. People basically were forced to suicide over this just basic information in America that you should know the preachers are government spies. You should know their government program. You should know about InfraGuard. You should know about all this. You have a right. This is a scientific takeover. It's evil. People say, oh, you have so much courage to fight it, Alex. Thank you. Courage? I'd have to be the most crazy brave person on earth not to fight this. That's why I don't want people calling and complimenting me ever again. What I'm doing is what you're supposed to do. I'll tell the story about raccoons in the garage multiple times. Usually you come in your garage, you forget, leave it open. They're in there in the dog food. Pull home, you know, late at night. Garage door's left open. Walk out in the morning, and there's a whole family of raccoons in your thing. As long as you're nice to them, they'll run off. But if they feel cornered, they're completely vicious. It's not that they have courage. It's that they are alive and have their basic instincts. We're cornered, folks. I'm not looking for a fight. I don't want to be in these criminals' face. I don't have a choice. Have you figured that out? They're not going to leave anything standing. It's a full takeover because criminals have to destroy good. Criminals have to destroy checks and balances. Criminals have to destroy honor and dignity and good people. Even if you don't think you're good, you are compared to these people. They want a system of total oppression because they believe it's the only system they're safe in. Now, they're really ignorant because historically, tyrannies end up destroying the people that set it up every time. It's the most unstable system, but it's their instinct that's twisted. It's what they do. And I've only covered like one article so far. It's the fact that, you know, now I'm going to get deadly extreme climate due to climate change and global warming from the government. And then you read articles about Google restricting conservatives on the web and saying, well, Microsoft already banned them. We won't stand for climate change denial. And there's a total consensus. No scientist disagrees that man-made global warming is happening. They've got international polls out. The vast majority say it's a complete flaming fraud, but they set up there on the news saying, no, everyone agrees. Not one scientist. The funny thing is, though, the LA Times came out and said it's pure bull, because now, if you look at the different studies and numbers, over 90% of real scientists, climatologists, planetologists, you could call them, astrophysicists, meteorologists say it has nothing to do with carbon dioxide. And the graphs show that. When it heats, carbon dioxide goes up a year later because there's more life, there's more plants, they're releasing more oxygen and carbon dioxide. They release more carbon dioxide, we release carbon dioxide, they release oxygen. And it's the carbon cycle. It's just so ridiculous. All right, we're going to come back, get into all the news, open the phones up, get into Obama's UN address. It is off the chart evil. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Alex Jones here, back live. If I'm getting a little bit hysterical, it's because we should be hysterical. We won't get out of this by laying down and going along with the system anymore. If you study human activity, human populations, we know the cycles that countries, peoples, civilizations go through. You look at the cycle we're in, every major historian, every major analyst now concurs with what Ron Paul and myself and Bob Chapman and Gerald Celente and John Williams and Mark Faber and Jim Rogers and so many other people were saying 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It's not hard to know that if you start deficit spending and you start accelerating fiat currency printing, that it may be 20 years, it may be 50 years, you will go Weimar Republic hyperinflation. You will go Zimbabwe inflation. And the system has been doing this on purpose, gearing up the police state, gearing up the apparatus of state control, gearing up a system of oppression. And it'd be bad enough if they'd done this on purpose to consolidate control, and then we're just getting ready for all the poor people they had to corral. They're getting ready to use the collapse to bring in total totalitarianism to target the intelligentsia. Because the elite want everything for themselves, the life extension technologies. They do not want to share it because they believe that if you give super augmentation, we're talking having a 2,000 IQ is what they believe is going to happen. Kurzweil, Joy, all of them. And they're now open about it. They weren't 20 years ago when I was first warning you. It was in more, you know, deep DARPA documents and things that were semi-public. A lot of this stuff would get released and by the National Federation of Scientists, and I'd covered it on air, and then it would say, the Federation of Scientists has been requested by the Department of Defense to reclassify this. And they would send Marine Corps officers to UT Austin and to the Sunshine Project in uniform to demand documents back and things. I mean, this was in the news. Documents that we cover in my book that's now an e-book. It's been out of print for a long time. 9/11, the road to tyranny, but in there we have the shots of the documents and things where DARPA said, first you'll have a phone, then you'll have contact lenses, then it'll be a chip, and then you'll basically merge with it, and then to bring total peace, everyone will live in tanks. And you'll live in virtual reality from birth to death, and it'll be an artificial programmed reality, and then we will power the computers off the human heat and have basically these big algae tanks and things that produce the protein for the new humanoid species. And you're probably saying, you know, I've heard of this before. It's the Matrix. Yeah, folks, the Wachowski brothers are basically just made a movie about what DARPA believes they're going to do to humans. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but this was in government documents released by the Federation of American Scientists and the Sunshine Project and others. You know what else Sunshine Project released? That they have helicopter drone bases. They had this in like 1996 with the knockout gas that they estimate will kill about 11% of the people. The drones take off, they fly over a couple thousand feet, they spray it, one whiff, you're knocked out. But they said it'll cause fires, wrecks, and a large portion of people will just die. Of course, that's what was declassified, and the Marines wanted it reclassified. The deeper documents are those helicopters serviced by robot conveyor belts, just a robot loading system loads what canisters are there, nerve gas. There are helicopters placed all across the country with grids with lethal nerve gas ready. That's who really runs our government. And see, I've got all this news here to cover, and it sounds insane, but it's really happening. I'm giving you the rest of the story, what I'm really thinking about. I mean, do people really just want to go along with this elite and just think, oh, it's too extreme, that'll never happen? Really, Obamacare with death panels and the veterans put on secret death list to not give them cancer care and things, and a wink-wink with the yuppies and Ezekiel Emanuel saying, yeah, go ahead, don't give them treatment, let them die. Don't give old people treatment. They're just coming out in the open with everything. And they're going to continue until we freak out. What they're trying to do is just titrate the dose. That's how people that work with poisonous snakes, they give them a dose of the poison up and up and up and up until they can take a full dose and not die. Well, that can work the reverse, where they give us tyranny by increment until we just end up accepting everything like the frog in the pot. That's what's happening. We're going to come back and get into the news. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool.
Corruption. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Mikael Thalen, one of our great writers, who was living in Seattle last year, he's now moved here to work with us, received directly from someone inside government the documents on a secret network of cell towers that had video, audio, a private internet network for the police paid for by Homeland Security that doubled as a cell phone array to steal everybody's data. And we reported last year that Homeland Security and the FBI were ordering people not to talk about it. Well, how do they order people not to talk about something that's criminal? And the city council and the state admitted it was illegal and then claimed they turned it off. So we'll go over some of those articles. But I want to spend a few minutes with Mikael, because here's our article from last month, August 27th. Remember, this is from the Washington Post yesterday. FBI ordered police department to conceal stingray use. Police tell city council device used to detect IEDs. Well, if it's for IEDs, no, it's to grab everybody's data. So, Mikael, I mean, you wrote the articles. And look, we don't care about, quote, us getting the credit. But they're supposed to do that. And that's what, just like we said millions could die from Ebola because virologists were saying it a month ago, now it's in the news this week in the New York Times. Just like 3 weeks before it was in the New York Times, we went down with video cameras, showed the emergency manager in a major city down on the Texas border with Mexico, McAllen, showed the buses with the illegals, them being given the vouchers, and it took 3 weeks to get mainstream news to admit it. The government premeditatedly is bringing them in, advertising to get them here. We broke that, and we continue to break it. They don't want you to know. And the issue here is the mainstream media knows all this stuff, and their job is to lie to you and to keep you from knowing it. And then once it finally breaks, remember CBS News last week? I made a big deal out of it. It was like, oh, this FBI agent says the towers must be hackers, but the police aren't investigating. Big cell phone towers and hidden cell phone arrays. And property owners are saying, what is this? And they're just like, just don't worry about it. We're sure it's something illegal, but it's not us. Because the FBI wouldn't get data without warrants. That was a quote in CBS on the TV piece. I mean, this is how dumb they think we are. When the city council is on record a month ago in Seattle saying we were told to shut up, and they were on record last year. In fact, what were those headlines? We'll pull some of them up. Secret mesh network, secret spy network discovered in Seattle, Infowars.com behind it. You search it, it comes right up. Mikhail Thalen, Seattle. There it is. Tech company finds mysterious fake cell towers in D.C. That's brand new. 2 days ago. Oh, look, the tech company discovered them. All I'm saying is we broke this, just like we break almost everything else. And it's so frustrating because now they're still playing dumb. We don't know what these are. Jiminy Crickets, we have no idea. In fact, Mikhail, I'm going to bring you back in here in a minute. I want you to go out and get your original articles because I want those. And as soon as we have those, I want you to come back in and talk about this.
All right,
because
cool.
I want to show those to people 100% so there's no doubt. So we'll talk to you in a few minutes as soon as you can get those. And I want to have a permanent file on this because I want to show the city documents. You know, we have all the documents in the articles and the rest of it. So as soon as we can do that, we'll do it. There it is. FBI forces police departments across the U.S. to keep quiet about cell phone spying gear. Yeah, but that's from August this year. It's not enough for us to break it a month before. I want to show people middle of last year. So when we get it, we'll bring it up. Okay, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. We told you they were using drones to spy on rural farmers and ranchers. It was in federal documents that were public, in prosecutions of people for building a barn when they're in a recharge area and the feds say they can't, that they were using unmanned aerial vehicles. Predator drones, folks. Remember, and they had AP in thousands of newspapers and TV covered it, saying Alex Jones is a liar, Kurt Nimmo's a liar, Matt Drudge is a liar. There are no drones. They're not going to watch you. There it is. There's Kurt Nimmo's article, 2012. EPA using drones to spy on cattle ranchers in Nebraska and Iowa. And they came out and attacked that article that Drudge carried and said none of it was true. Oh, really? They've now announced that, yes, we're watching everything you do with blimps, with drones. They're building drone bases in every major state. Drone delivery arrives. DHL has parcel copter, takes to the skies. Look at this. Seattle to fine residents, businesses for wasting food. Liberia warns of civil war, collapse from Ebola. CDC Ebola scare for millions. Hospitals unprepared to handle waste. CDC officials warn of mystery virus outbreak. Oh, yeah, and then they admit in the article from that the mystery virus is connected to vaccinated kids. Yeah, every year they line the kids up in August, September, give them the shots, and they get deathly ill, and kids die and have convulsions. And then there's like, oh, we don't know why some are paralyzed and why some are brain damaged and why some died. We don't know why all over the world we inject kids with the HPV shot like they did in Colombia last week or with the polio shot like they did. They were giving kids polio shots just last week in Syria in the UN area, and the kids were just dying on the spot. Everything is awesome. Everything is fantastic when you're part of a team. Everything is wonderful when you're part of the dream. Yeah. And they're just shoveling fraud, shoveling lies, shoveling deceit, and just shoveling, shoveling, shoveling. I told you 4 years ago that they would let Al-Qaeda, renamed all these other names, Khorasan, IS, ISIS, ISIL, to confuse you, because the paradigm broke last year. The military knows the players. And all the fake bin Laden killings, now they say the Turk is dead. Another ace card in the deck of bad guys has been taken out by Barack Obama, who fights Muslim extremists worldwide on 7 continents and 2 oceans and 5 seas, as well as on Mars, the Moon, and Pluto. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he's the super-duper president who can do anything. He'll save the Earth from climate change. He'll save the Earth from racism. He'll save the Earth from the pesky Muslim extremists. He's Barack H. Obama. He'll also save the Earth from returning veterans, the Tea Party, and those pesky gun owners. Barack H. Obama. Who loves you and who do you love? Barack H. Obama, our Lord and Savior. To quote Jamie Foxx. And as soon as we have those 5 articles written by Mikhail Phelan, because this is kind of a pet peeve I've got, I'm going to find them. I'm going to find them right now. Look at this story. Mysterious virus spreading across U.S. and Canada and primarily affecting vaccinated children. Vaccines are causing an unprecedented number of mutations. Oh, and now they're not the old-fashioned, you know, vaccines where it's dead polio or dead attenuated something else. No. Now they're, quote, high-tech ones where they mutate the viruses and release them. And now the CDC gets to warn us of the outbreak that they, ladies and gentlemen, are basically pushing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to get into Obama's address, and I do want to talk about, we have a bunch of these clips from Obama and his address. Which one should we go to first here? Because there's a lot of them. I've had a lot of clips of Obama before the show today. Tell you what, you just take whichever one you want out of the hopper, and I'll go. I'll analyze it.
I realize that America's critics will be quick to point out that at times we too have failed to live up to our ideals. That America has plenty of problems within its own borders. This is true. In a summer marked by instability in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, I know the world also took notice of the small American city of Ferguson, Missouri, where a young man was killed and a community was divided. So yes, we have our own racial and ethnic tensions. And like every country, we continually wrestle with how to reconcile the vast changes wrought by globalization and greater diversity with the traditions that we hold dear. But we welcome the scrutiny of the world. Because what you see in America is a country that has steadily worked to address our problems, to make our union more perfect, to bridge the divides that existed at the founding of this nation.
So it's all about America has guilt, America is bad. America is run by the New World Order offshore mega banks, mainly in Europe. So instead, he's there like, yeah, we're bad, but we're working to make it better. Thank you so much for bossing us around. And I'm launching these strikes under NATO authority, not congressional authority, and I don't even want their authorization. He's just there groveling to the UN. And then I love how they give the police the training, the armored vehicles, the militarization, the sniper equipment. They send them out. Day one, they're run by the feds with fake Molotov cocktails out there. We caught them. We found the Molotov cocktail cash. The police were told, don't go get it by the feds. It was all staged, okay? All stirred up. And then they go, oh, the feds are going to investigate local police and federalize them so they won't be so thuggish. When it was pure globalist, Rand Corporation, national stabilization, police force training that's been going on since the 90s and updated each year that did that. Those uniforms are federal grants. There's two different ones you can get. Those armored vehicles, federal grants. The sniper training, the tactics, every single bit of it honed in Fallujah, Iraq, honed in areas of Afghanistan like Kabul, all of it brought back here. And I already knew it before I read it, but I read MIT Magazine like 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and they admitted that everything in Iraq was a beta test for a smart grid to control everything we do domestically. And they went on to say that Disney World and Disneyland and then whatever that weird Disney community people live in out on the East Coast and Disney Europe were all psych warfare tests run by the Pentagon in real time on how to turn everything into a prison for our security. I mean, you cannot make up how in the actual trade publications that the professors and people read, it's all there because they want fellow travelers to understand. They're let in on all this. When the Austin police chief's in here, and his deputy chief or whatever, we're sitting there talking about SpyGrid, and he goes, oh, you have no idea what we've got. And I go, yeah, you got stuff that grabs all the cell phones in live time. And he went, oh. And then the police chief turns and he goes, no, we don't. He's just joking. I was like, come on, man. I'm not the average idiot out there. And I told Ace of Eight, I said, you're going to lose everything you got when this new world order comes in. Serve it as much as you want. It's the end of humanity as we know it. It's the singularity without humans. It's the transhumanist eugenics takeover. Hitler squared on PCP. You don't join with this. You don't work with it. It's cancer. We either eradicate the tyranny or it's over, folks. Now, Mikhail, you did find the articles because you came in and said, hey, you know, we broke all this. And I was like, yeah, I know we broke it. And, you know, look at AP, look at the Washington Post. Why? The FBI caught ordering police to not tell people about the Stingray system. Stingray's only one part of it. They don't even want to go to the telecoms now. This has been going on for a long time and pay for the data without warrants. And the telecoms are getting cold feet. So they already want internet, too, because when they do the internet kill switch, the police and the military and the government have to have their own grid. So first and foremost, Mikhail, you need to do a master article on this. Okay? First and foremost, it is a global grid in the West. Russia's putting in their own. China's putting in their own. Government internet. That's how it started to begin with. If they call internet too with the universities and major facilities, that's the command hubs. But they're putting in the saturation web to grab all the data outside of Google. So it's a race with Google and Microsoft and Apple and Amazon separately building their own grids. But you've got the feds and cyber command building their own grid. The British already pioneered this a decade ago with these cell phone towers that grab everything. These doppelganger cell phone towers. So A, Mikhail, this is a master analysis. My master analysis, I mean, just the master blueprint. A, it's their own internet so they can kill our internet and have communications as they wage war against their enemy, Homo sapiens sapien. Because they see themselves as this Homo sapiens sapien transcendent. And they've got other names for it. But this is it. This is a total war against humanity. They are Skynet. The elite believe they're going to merge with machines. They are Skynet. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the last Terminator, it's a woman who merged with the computer. Turns out it's a human in there. It's them merging with it, attacking us. This is Skynet. This is it, folks, and I'm here warning you before they roll the whole thing out, okay? Now, we've got that going on. That's number one. Number two, yes, you got the secret documents on how it's their own communication network and they're stealing our data. That's good. Then it's a story of how the media lied to people. Alternative media forced it out there, so now they're having to admit it. They don't ever want to have a debate about what they're doing, whether it's drug running or child kidnapping, people that run our government. So good job. I want to show people, we're going to skip this network break. It's too important. I want to show people, here's an article you wrote in August of this year. FBI ordered police department to conceal Stingray use. That's a month. That's 25 days before the Washington Post. But hey, that's not good enough for you. Anthony Gucciardi, Mikhail Thalen, November 12, 2013, exclusive. Government document reveals DHS domestic spy takeover with the secret cell phone towers, with the documents, with the photos from the police department, City of Seattle secret operations guy. Okay? And they think you're so dumb, there's their grid. They're not putting in, quote, free Wi-Fi because they love you. You understand? They don't give you free shots because they love you. They want you deader than a hammer. And a lot of you won't listen. But cops, when your kid rolls over dead when they're 10 from the shots you gave them when they were 2, remember I told you. And you keep serving that government all you want because it's going to bash your brains out when they're done. They're going to suck your soul real good. See, I have transcended them. I know their plan. I'm warning people. And my soul's in the clear. Look at this right here. You think you're part of the system because you've been given access to this? You think, yeah, you got the fate of ring wraiths. Okay, so there's the secret documents. Here's another one. November 16th, new mesh network documents confirm police vehicles real-time access to DHS spy cameras. Boom. Exclusive. Mystery of rogue cell towers discovered. Feds attempt to downplay growing spy grid. They need to be able to kill grids selectively, take over radio and TV under the EAS system. Your cell phone's still going to work, but only to receive their data where they'll only have the communications during the takeover. So they can put up video of me slitting kids' throats or Mikhail doing it or Ron Paul. This is so they can jack whatever propaganda they want and show Alex Jones with a suicide vest blowing up the police department. And, of course, really all they'll do is drive by and fire a missile into the police department. This is how it's directly out of the running, man. Directly. So they can show militias blowing up daycares, and then really it's the feds doing it. It's not the feds. This is globalists that have taken over. And it's scientific. It's a 21st century war, and it's against humanity. They called this grid in the 70s Skynet. They called putting up the GPS, the dozens and dozens of satellites orbiting the Earth. They called it the grid. Look it up. They called it Skynet. All of this, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so funny to them with movies like The Matrix and movies like Terminator and all of this to just be preparing you, preparing you, preparing you. They are Skynet. I don't know if they've got an artificially aware computer yet. I don't know if they've gone as far as they say, but I know that a lot of technology is 30, 40, 50 years behind. And they selectively deploy what they want to us. Let's put it to you this way. They had stuff like iPhone 6 30 years ago. But they had to figure out how to deploy it all as Trojan horses and how to test. Hey, can we put out vaccines and have thousands of girls in the U.S. die from Gardasil shots? And when the people learn it's Gardasil, then we call it HPV. Then when they learn it's HPV, we then call it papilloma. And then when they get, they keep changing the name. The enemy keeps recloaking. We discover their whole operation, how they're running Al-Qaeda. They changed the name to IS, ISIS, ISIL, Khorasan. And I said hundreds of times, over 100. They'll bomb some little separate rogue group that may not even be real, may be real. And all these things they're bombing are clearly empty. Nothing's in them. They're not killing anybody. They may recycle some old gun footage or something now that I've been saying that and bringing it out. And I'm not saying that like I'm on a power trip, folks. They really do listen to what we say. Because they use any resistance as a war game theater to let us, as they see us as a simulation, even though we're real, they use our resistance to make their computer smarter. Well, let me just tell you something. The ability to blow the planet up with thermonuclear weapons doesn't mean you should do it. And the ability to wage war, psychological, biological, positronic, spiritual, energy war against humanity is the same thing. You have released a singularity path. You have released a singularity blueprint that anyone could look at and tell is going to be an abject, total nightmare. The public is going under mind control. They're going into their own boxes. They're going into virtual reality. They're already being absorbed into the matrix right now. The IQs are plunging. The connectivity. All the psychologists say the kids are like sociopaths now. They aren't real people. They are literally sucking the intellect, sucking the destiny out of everyone right now. They are hitting us with chemical, biological, radiological. They are hammering us with electromagnetic. They are hammering us with everything. But being aware of it and fighting it is your body's resistance. If you don't just try to adapt to the poison, you won't actually adapt. They're using our adaptability against us. You don't just go along with it and just adapt when it's designed to incrementally destroy you. That's a false adaptation. You adapt by seeing it, admitting the battle plan, telling your subconscious mind, come up with answers against it, praying to God for answers, and beginning to resist in small ways. It will create wavelengths of mass movement and energy where we will actually take their attack, and it will cause psychological positive, what you could call mutations, in thinking and thought that will allow us at so many levels to defeat the enemy. It's in the game. It isn't a science fiction movie. It's real. I've been studying it for 23 years, ladies and gentlemen. And I was one of the first people at this level to fight it. So I was given the intel early on. All of it. And let me tell you, the intel I was given was accurate. The intel I was given was spot on. A lot of it I never even covered on air because it was so far out. You better know the people in the system are absolutely beyond being scared now. They realize it's all true, it's all real, it's all happening. Mikhail, great job. I mean, I just drug you in here earlier and you didn't have the articles I wanted to show people. It's not about us going, oh, we're big, we broke it. Brave people gave us this information.
Absolutely.
We'll just say it. Yeah, well, I'm not going to say it. Brave people gave us this info, and it shows what whores the media are. They know all this. They've been lying, but now they're having to admit it, I believe, because they were already made obsolete. Their lying and denying it existed didn't work, and so now they're having to admit it just to have any credibility, so they still have a conduit to jack lies.
Absolutely, yeah. Last month, you know, I talked to a guy named Pete Mosek from Washington State who actually did the public's records request and found out that the FBI has been pushing these out, of course, because the feds are pushing this out locally. It all funnels back up to the NSA. We have all these local governments doing it.
You've been talking to NSA whistleblowers off record?
Yeah.
And on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. They've confirmed all this. So, yeah, it's interesting that now, a month later, they're coming out and finally saying, yes, the FBI does do this, and which, you know, it's not really new news, but as you said, the media is trying so hard to remain credible because real journalists and real people, independent media, and some in the, you know, of course, mainstream media are doing a great job at getting actual real documentation showing that the spy grid isn't, you know, a quote conspiracy, and that we're actually seeing all these technologies being deployed from the feds down to the local level.
And even if you don't want to have a cell phone now, they're stealing your data and tracking you a lot of time and listening to you, they admit, listening to you without a warrant. They all should go to jail. But no, it's to keep us safe, Mikhail. Now it's face scanning software just went nationwide. It was already nationwide.
Well, what's interesting also is that someone else in Seattle, they were outside of a protest recently, and they noticed when they turned on their phone to check out some Wi-Fi connections that one of the nodes happened to be on right near them, and it was a node right next to where the protest was, and that was the only node on. And so the city said, oh, that was just a rogue node. But of course, it was turned on because they were extracting the information.
That's right, and we forced it to be turned off by blowing their op.
Absolutely.
And again, folks, there's a good chance they'll come after us. That's fine. We expect it. I win. You understand? I win. I decided to do all this. People are like, oh, look, Alex Jones got arrested or killed. I flew over the flat cloud. You understand? I win. I'm good. You're bad. You're going to go to Nuremberg trials, and you know what's going to happen to you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Second hour. Great job, Mikhail. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you, then I'll get to all the news.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mikhail, you want to tell that CIA story?
Sure, absolutely. You know, right before I moved here, I don't want to say too much, but a person I know sort of who has CIA training in the military. I ran into him and I hadn't seen him in a couple of years. He said, hey, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm about to move here in a few days, go to Texas, work for Alex Jones. He said, oh, I know Alex Jones. I said, really? So what do you think about him? And this guy does a lot of black operations for the CIA, psychological operations. He said, you know, I've listened to him before and I always say to myself, how does he know some of the things he does? And I said, well, you know, there's a lot of high-level people who've been on the show and whistleblowers who've come forward to him over the years. So he talked about a situation in Seattle, he said, where they were using, of course, kind of cell phone tracking devices to find a guy that they said they thought was in ISIS in Seattle. And he said some pretty crazy stuff. So, but he was trying to be kind of hush-hush.
But do you see, there's real ISIS. They're letting them come in so that mid-level and low-level actually have something to fight as a simulant, like you put dye into a vein to track things. But then they're going to flip it on the American people, just like they've already done with Homeland Security. But again, they have to get the patriots that are in the government to do it, going up against simulated but also real terrorists.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so he said, I wouldn't trust me, which was kind of interesting because he said some of the things he had to do in Black Ops. But, I mean, he at least had some remorse. It seemed like he knew that a lot of things they asked him to do were pretty out there.
Well, it's all a test. And then if you don't, to a certain point, then they know your type. And then they put you in a filed area and they, you know, send you off to do this or do that. And then the people that they don't want the ones that are total psychopaths, because those really can't be trusted. They want people that are intelligent but will do bad things believing it's for a greater good. And they can psychologically test them and decide, though, that they can never admit that they were wrong, so they will stay under their control forever. But then they also have actuaries and computer models to know when that person might actually wake up and say no. And so they're scheduled to be killed before they wake up. Let's say they're 35 doing it. They're scheduled to be killed when they're, say, 56. Because the computer model shows that by 60 they would wake up. Then they're killed at 56. So it's all about deception. It's all about betrayal. It's all about dishonor. It's all about pure evil, Mikhail.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, what can you say?
Well, they got a lot of killers on their payroll, and I just think it's interesting. Because, I mean, I don't want to die and stuff, but that's, you know, kind of a cool way to go out if one of their people kills me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, hell, that's it's like the Vikings die with a sword in your hand. You know what I mean? All I know is I'm not signing on to shooting all these kids up with all these deadly viruses and garbage and to see little kids everywhere looking like they're half dead. You out there on the street, the kids look like walking dead, brother.
Yeah.
Kids don't look, they look really sick. And here's the deal. I know you're doing it, and I'm not signed on to it. And all of you that serve the system, you're signed on. Go to a cemetery with all those dead kids. And remember, that's your work. Feel good about it.
Well, that's a good thing about being in the right and just doing what you know is morally right, because no matter what happens to you, you know you did all you could. So there's no regrets.
No, there are no regrets. Hey, what do you think working on the operation?
Man, it's incredible. People always ask me that too. What's it like? And, you know, I'm still an InfoWars fan. You know, I spend my weekends watching InfoWars videos. So I still kind of have that outside perspective. So yeah, it's really incredible to see the huge crew and how the general himself working.
Oh, give me a break. No, seriously, though. I mean, you're not really directed. We can see you're a good writer. You understand what's going on. You're just basically left to your own devices.
Yeah, I think that's what you do with a lot of your employees. You find people who are self-sustaining, who you don't need to, you know, tell what to do all the time, and then it just kind of runs on its own, the whole operation, you know?
We just seek the truth. We're openly biased about telling the truth, openly biased against tyranny, and that's all we say. You know, go with the truth. Go with what's full spectrum, though. Not one-sided, we have to look at everything.
Yeah, I mean, too many people want to make so many issues black and white when things are multi-layered, all issues are. So, especially we see with these overseas situations, you know, people want to say Assad is good or Assad is bad, and it's not that simple. You know, things are much more complicated than people.
Yeah, I mean, Assad he's bad, but he's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 2.
Yeah, compared to Al-Qaeda.
It's like a 10. But who's worse? Like, Spinal Tap, 11 is our government because they're the one funding Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's worse than Al-Qaeda? The people that are funding them, and oh, that's at Pennsylvania Avenue.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I got pretty wound up in the last hour. U.S. is carrying out vast majority of strikes on ISIS, military officials say. Well, I went and read very carefully this morning when I got up about 6 a.m. the press release, the data sheets, and the videos being put out by the Pentagon of these so-called strikes. And most of them are against the Khorasan group. That is an Al-Qaeda group spinoff. And they all fit the MO of double, triple agents who've been able to survive for more than a decade. And if they did want to try to launch a terror attack, this would be the kind of group that does it. But basically, this is a Wahhabist Sunni jihad against Shiite-held areas and is a repeat of three or four wars that have happened in the last 300 years between these groups. That's all that's happening. And our government is backing the Sunnis out of Saudi Arabia to run this jihad. And so everybody freaked out in our military, and I literally cried when they said we're not going to bombard Syria and turn it over to al-Qaeda to chop everybody's heads off. They already killed over 300,000 people at that point. I literally got a tear in my eye thinking maybe we can save America. We beat their main propaganda push. Kerry 15 months ago said if we do not attack, they will nuke us. Senator Graham came out and said the East Coast will be nuked. Remember all that? One day after we said there's missing nukes from Dyess? And guess what? That was that really happened, boys and girls. That really happened. I don't know exactly what's going on, but it doesn't look good. Then Obama says a week after that, my number one fear is a mushroom cloud in Manhattan, a nuke. Didn't say who. And we had to attack Assad, or they said al-Qaeda would nuke America. The Armed Services Committee head, Graham, and others saying, take out Assad or al-Qaeda will hit us, when Assad is a Shiite, Alawite, arch enemies with them in a death battle. See, it's the preying on the ignorance that just when you know the players, it's like saying Batman works for the Joker. It's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are in D.C. It's just patent, absolute, ball-faced baloney to bamboozle the public. And then I ask, if polls show 60-some percent want ISIS struck, well, I want to kill ISIS. I want to see ISIS dead. I mean, these are really crazy-eyed, scum-of-the-earth psychos that are allowed to travel out of the U.S. and England and Europe and the Middle East. It's in mainstream news that they let them fly into Turkey, drive around on buses with guns in front of everybody when nobody else can have guns. They're openly being armed. They're being protected. They're allowed to use the internet. They're allowed to use Facebook and Twitter. We're getting frustrated all the time and blocked. They obviously have been armed by the West. They've obviously been protected. They're 95% of the jihad forces over there, not 65. That's directly from high-level, congressional-level meetings. Two-week-old information. In Congress 2 weeks ago, they were told 95% are actually al-Qaeda. They fly the flags openly. Everyone knows, okay? And then Obama gets up there and is bombing some group that was imminently about to attack us. And I said over and over again, they'll bomb some little subgroup, real or not, I don't know, because they can't bomb the, quote, good militants, that's al-Qaeda, renamed ISIL, all these other names, because that's who they're arming and resupplying right now. The real story is the 500 million publicly, because they're so worried about impeachment or hearings about arming al-Qaeda the last 4 years in Libya and Syria, that they're now doing all this to cover up what really happened and get public approval and congressional approval to the 500 million, and then more will flow to resupply al-Qaeda to take out Assad, but they don't want you to know they're funding al-Qaeda. And that's what's happening. There are no ifs, ands, or buts from any way you slice it. Now, I'm going to do this right now. I rarely do this. I should do it more often. Occasionally we say only Obama supporters can call in. I'm going to do that again today in this hour, second hour. Only people that support Obama, or if you think I'm wrong about the players in the Middle East and you want to disagree with me, and I don't want joke callers that call in and go, oh, hi, Alex. I think you're racist because you're not against it. You know, bombing, blah, blah, blah. You're not for bombing ISIS. You're for them. I want serious people. I know there are millions of people listening right now. Conservatively, there are 3 million people listening right now. Very conservative, low number. 3 million people are listening right now. I know you're out there. Let me give the number out for you slowly. Under Common Core, you could just give out any number and it would call me, but that's not how things work. We can't say 2 plus 2 equals 5 here, so or 11 and you know, 7. I'm sorry, folks, that does equal 18. In Common Core, they say it equals 19. These are real equations. These are real numbers. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Now, if you want to call in and say, I work for the Vatican, or I work for Israel, or I work for the Keebler Elves, or I work for the CIA, or any of this other stuff, that any regular day you can call in and say that. I love it. I know who I work for. That's trying to get my heart right with God. That's who I work for, is my conscience. I work for not being a coward. I work for being honorable at the end of my days. I work for being bona fide. Not in the sight of this system, but in the sight of God. That's who I work for. Oh, yeah, he works for God. Well, I mean, I'm against abortion. I'm against shooting kids up with deadly vaccines. I'm against bad stuff. I'm against bad will. I'm against jihadist head choppers. And that's why I'm against this intervention, because it's all fake and it's an excuse and a smokescreen to arm them for the next phase. And you watch, in 3-4 months, they're going to be trying to bring down Assad again. Hell, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said Sunday, we aired it Monday, she said, no, this is about toppling Assad. So I guess they're already doing it. See, it's so oxymoronic. It's such a fraud. It's bizarro land. It's like Alice in Wonderland's tea party with just insanity, with like glasses with holes in the bottom as you pour the tea in. It's just, it's, but that's Machiavellian. The policy is so twisted, so evil, the average person just can't even understand it. They did the same thing in Iran in 53, a secular pro-America leader, but he wanted some of the oil money to build their country and build universities, Mohammad Mossadegh. So they hired a bunch of radical jihadis to blow up government buildings and shoot people. Then they blamed Mossadegh, arrested him, executed his whole command, and then double-crossed the jihadis and put the Shah in. So, I mean, I think they will double-cross the jihadis down the road here, but you don't say, oh, to win in the Middle East, we turn Al-Qaeda loose to murder the oldest Christian areas in the world. The globalists have the same bad will against us they have against the poor Syrians and the poor Egyptians and the poor Libyans. They hate everybody. The globalists get off on their disdain. It would be so easy just to start hating everybody. It'd be so easy to not play by the rules. It'd be so easy to be cold-blooded. It'd be so easy to turn off my emotions. But that would be turning my soul off, and I will not do it. But they've done it. 800-259-9231. You want that number? 800-259-9231. We have Brian in Rhode Island who says he's a supporter. And we have Ron in Canada. We have the other phone lines ringing. Sometimes it takes a while to get Obama supporters to call in. But it is happening, so we're going to get to hear about all this when we come back from break. And we'll look at other angles of news as well. But the system wants to incrementally build up the tyranny, like the frog in the pot, so that we don't wake up and say no. And point out that the establishment does not have the moral high ground, and that the establishment is an alien, corporate, crony capitalist, anti-free market system that is the equivalent of viral, metastasizing cancer in the body and must be dealt with. A lot of you that sold out of the system, you feel unfulfilled. You're unfulfilled because you're going against humanity. Join the team. Doesn't mean you got to agree with me on every issue, but you know stuff's really wrong. Don't infight with each other. Don't go after the little guys anymore. Go after the big fish. Go after the tyrants. Make them fear the public in the info war. Make them know that we see them. They're desperate to get control of the narrative again. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget that we have incredible Made in America apparel at very affordable prices. It's comparable to a lot of stuff made in China that they sell in stores. Golf shirts, hats, camo hats, black hats, 1776 on it, great conversation piece. A whole line of Molon Labe hats and shirts, a new one out with an American flag that is really good looking. You've seen a lot of American flag shirts. Well, this is kind of the Special Forces style. Really a handsome shirt. We've got them for men and women. We've got the woman shirt that's got gold foil on it. Really looks dynamite on your wife or girlfriend. And your purchase funds this operation one little bit at a time. Madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the master site. Just click on Madein1776 link in the upper right-hand corner. And also, please don't forget InfoWarsLife.com, all the cutting-edge supplements. The Oxy powder, believe me, try it. You'll be 100% hooked on what it does for you and your body. I mean, we are only carrying the most dynamite products out there. InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy the products, you are funding an organization savagely committed to the truth. Viciously committed. You understand? Viciously.
Come, you masters of war.
By the way, the headline on Drudge Report is War on War. I say give them another 4 or 5 Nobel Peace Prizes for arming Al-Qaeda and now bombing some little subgroup. May not have even happened. I don't know how I know exactly what they're going to do. Because I'm on record. I wish we had the staff to find it. But any listener who listens every week knows, I've said in the last month probably 30 times that they would bomb some little subgroup and not the real group. Because the whole thing is ISIS. All the rebels are ISIS. So now Obama says, quote, we have to have a war on war. That's like UN peacekeepers running around slaughtering people, and it's always peaceful. It makes me cry. John Harmon, who answers the phones, I wouldn't really call it screens them because we don't really screen them, but we get your name where you're calling from or if you have a topic you want to bring up so we know what we're talking about when we go to you. And when he asks, do you support Obama? Do you think Alex is wrong about what's happening in the Middle East? Do you think the sky's really red and not blue at high noon? They all begin laughing. Okay, how about just general Obama supporters? Or how about folks that like Boehner, funding Obamacare, supporting open borders, saying Obama's right to have this fake war on ISIS, to act like they're not running them? And that's all this is. I would like to hear from you out there. Or maybe carbon taxes are good. Maybe you believe paying Al Gore money will save us. 800-259-9231. You notice usually I give the number out like 2 or 3 times on the show, and we have enough callers to last 10 years, but not when I'm calling for Obama supporters. 800-259-9231. What about Obama supporters for Obamacare? How you liking them apples? Ron in Canada, are you really a supporter of our dear leader?
One sec. Yes, I am. Actually, I am an Obama supporter because I like Obamacare. And
but you're
like
in Canada. You're in Canada.
Yes.
Can you talk?
Yes. Well, basically what I want to say is I see what Obama's doing in Syria and Iraq. Right now he's bombing them. Can you hear that? Can your viewers hear this? They're firing Hellfire missiles on ISIS right now.
That's
it's
the proof.
Leak on YouTube.
Well, that's better than when CNN did the fake chemical attacks on Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and it was all on a blue screen, and then the live feed went out and TV stations grabbed it with them joking and laughing with the blue screen off. So, I mean, I guess it is real. In fact, we're here. Alex Jones reporting for CNN. I am here in Syria, and I'm battling Al-Qaeda. Here. In fact, I'll draw a picture for TV viewers, which proves it. This is real. Here, document cam shot, please. Here we go. Here is the jihadi, and we're going to drop a missile on him. He's got his little machine gun here, and like my missile goes. There we go. I blow him up. I'm against Al-Qaeda. I'm a Peace Prize winner. Here, I mean, how's that sound? Sound good, everybody? No, it's true. I said so. I'm the media. It's true. 2 + 2 = 5. We're blowing up Al-Qaeda. It's a real attack. Down with Al-Qaeda. Down with them. We're defeating Khorasan. How's that sound?
Okay, the infidels are actually kicking some ass right now.
Hey, listen, okay. I appreciate your call. As we go to break, can we turn up the originals, hours of CNN laughing at their viewers, and then they come back live, and then they fall down and say nerve gas attacks have happened? I remember watching this as a teenager. I was like 14, at my girlfriend's house with her dad and her, and just thinking, man, this really looks fake, when they were on TV going, oh, my mask, nerve gas, oh, my gosh, we're under attack in Saudi Arabia. Here, let's go out to break with some of that. Just play it randomly. Go ahead.
From my right to my left, and there's a cloud of something. It looks like it might have been an explosion, a cloud, a white say.
They were in Atlanta. This is in Memphis. You're not watching on TV. It's not as funny.
My apologies for that.
He's looking trying to act scared.
There hasn't been any gas.
But during the breaks, they start dying, laughing, smoking cigarettes.
You may smell some of the fumes from a missile exhaust going
off. He's laughing.
This is using a rocket, a cordite, some sort of burning. We just heard a little thump just then. But I have to apologize for that.
We just heard a little thump.
I whipped at something and felt momentarily dizzy. You're more experienced.
I'm in Syria. Boom, boom. Help me, Al-Qaeda. Save me, Homeland Security. Take all my freedom. Spy on me. Tax me. Grope me at the airport. Oh, you hear that scary car alarm?
To get down here,
my gosh,
they're... jumped out of bed, hearing the air raid warning go on. You run down three flights of stairs to get out of here. It's probably 100 yards. You hyperventilate a little bit, and you're nervous.
Look at the bad actors they are.
One thing we have to point out. Just
we're
going to
go to break, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So the establishment had a problem. Our military woke up to the fact that it was true. Criminal elements of our government were arming Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, and others to actually take over the Middle East. So our military wouldn't go along with it. So now there's a big PR campaign to bomb some little Khorasan group. So Obama looks like he's tough on Muslim extremists. That's what's going on. We're going to go to your phone calls now. We do have some people claiming they're Obama supporters, but we just opened the phones up in general now because it is hard to get Obama supporters to call in because they don't know how to dial telephones. And I'm not – you watch MSNBC, it's all about how smart liberals are. Well, the average well-meaning person that supports some liberal issues like, you know – sexual equality or, you know, trying to help the poor, they might be intelligent in ways, but they're still being manipulated. I can disagree with some of their ideas, but they're nice people. But the folks up on top of it are literally preying on the dumbest of the dumb. And I have found that Democrats in general are the most conceited, know-it-all, state-loving acolytes. It's a religion of the state. And it's very, very sad. They're fake liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. They're not liberals. You can see the new Team America video that we played at the start of the show today that Rob Dew put together. It's pretty hilarious, but also sad, tying it into how our government's funding Al-Qaeda. We need that video to go viral. I think it will. It's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we're going to tweet it out right now at Real Alex Jones. New Team America released. Also, special report. Obama wants amnesty for murderers and rapists. John Bound. I want to play that in the next hour, guys. John Bound did a great report yesterday on Ebola. I never aired. I want to air that, too. Moderate U.S. armed Syrian rebels slam Obama's airstrikes on extremists. That's all for public consumption, folks. They're being told to do that. We're so angry. How dare you bomb no one? Yeah. I like you. You have... the truth about U.S. airstrikes on Syria with Syrian girl. Paul Watson interviewed her. Her grandfather formerly ran Syria and is not a fan of Assad. Representative Jones on Syria attack says, why do we have a constitution? By the way, I want to get Walter Jones on ASAP, guys. That's at the top of my list. Let's go after him. He introduced the bill to release the 28 pages. And there's another report detailing from Washington's blog with all the proof. U.S. forces... U.S. foreign policy created many more terrorists than it killed. In a Tony Cartolucci article, U.S. aggression drags world into age of global anarchy. That's because it's not U.S. aggression. It's globalists running our country to destabilize things so the globalists can come in with no blame and take over the wreckage. Look at this headline out of the National Journal. Why is Kansas preparing for a zombie apocalypse? We were telling you about this for 3 years. Now, state and local governments trained to, quote, shoot zombies. That's a simulation of shooting Ebola patients or shooting rioting crowds. I'm going to say this again. If they have the police and military training to mow down unarmed civilians, it'd be a major controversy. Just call it zombie training. And they now admit that. So I'm going to be breaking that down as well. Let's go to your calls. Who says they support Obama? DJ claims he does. We'll go to Robert, Tim, Terrence, James, and others. Okay, DJ, are you a real caller?
Yes, Alex. This is DJ from Alabama. And I will say that I voted for Obama twice. The first time I voted for him was because, well, you know, I guess John McCain was pretty much a treasonous traitor who sold secrets to Vietnam. So it was the lesser of two evils. And then I voted for Obama against what's his name, the guy from
Mittens, Romney.
Romney. I voted for him against Romney because I thought Romney was a buffoon. But it's like, to be completely honest, Alex, it's like when I first heard you on Jesse Ventura, I thought you were crazy. And then I saw you on Piers Morgan. I was like, holy crap. And it's like now I've read like two books. I've read David Rockefeller's memoirs, and I've read The Big New Brzezinski's book.
Good job.
And it's like I feel like an idiot for voting for Obama now because I really feel bad. And it's like now I like go around all the black communities because I'm black now, because at first when I heard you say this, I thought you were crazy, but you said that 48% of black babies are aborted. And I was like, this guy has to be lying. And then I did my research and found out it was true. So now all I do is walk around with the InfoWars, and I tell black people all around the country, man, you know, and I just go around telling them that, hey, 40% of black babies are aborted, that Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist, that Bill Gates' father used to be the head of Planned Parenthood, and that, man, to just completely get away from these organizations. So, yes, I did vote for Obama, but I do think I'd vote for probably Rand Paul or somebody like that now.
Well, that's awesome, but listen, I was sick of Bush after 8 years, but Bush was just a front like Obama is. It's that in Obama, they tried to create a cause celeb that they could sell their whole agenda on and then say you were racist if you didn't support him. I, quite frankly, don't get caught flat-footed very often. I got caught flat-footed by Obama. It's been much worse than I thought it would be. He came off kind of as a nice guy, even though he was anti-gun. I didn't support him. I hope there can be racial reconciliation. I bought into maybe 10% of the Kool-Aid because it was just such an onslaught of propaganda. But in hindsight, I know people wanted to believe there could be change. People wanted to believe that things could be better. He said he wouldn't come after our guns. He said he would get jobs going again. He said, just like we're going to believe in the next Republican and then try to vote for them, and they'll betray us until we look past the puppets and look to the actual controllers. I get people that voted for Obama over McCain or over Romney because they were conned. What I don't get is people that still support it and still don't admit that he was their greatest tool and that he was literally the first synthetic president. We see in Obama the 2.0 puppet, and they are just really taking this country down by design, and they're investing in him and placing on him dictatorial powers. And they're not being blocked so that the precedent is set to make the bureaucracy a dictatorship with a titular head that is a president they control. And so for all intents and purposes, we can officially say America is in an oligarchy run by an executive branch and bureaucratic hierarchy that has overthrown the republic and is waging systematic scientific cultural war on any pillar of society, because they see any pillar of society as something that we might organize around. Even if those pillars aren't perfect, they want them destroyed. because they want total control. It is just a sickening will to power. I want to hear from Republicans that the neocons and the fake conservatives are a scourge working with Obama. I want to hear them admit they were wrong. We all have to admit how we were wrong. We've all got to admit we were once dumb as dirt. And it's a process that we won't get fooled again. And I think that's starting to happen. But I was being a little bit sarcastic earlier, you know, saying call in and tell me that Obama isn't just smoke screening the fact that they funded Al-Qaeda. So the fact they're having to do all this shows how thin their storyline is getting. But very powerful story, DJ. Anything else?
Yes, Alex. I wanted to make this last point that when I was reading Brzezinski's book, he said that when he was on the Trilateral Coalition, when he phoned it with David Rockefeller, that that basically he actually picked Jimmy Carter to be president.
Yes.
And basically, we basically don't have any presidents who are really picked by the people. All, you know, basically all these presidents are picked by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. So Obama's basically picked and, you know, and basically Obama got his orders from Henry Kissinger when General James Jones went down there and said that, hey, you know, we basically get our foreign policy from Kissinger. So, man, we're basically screwed. But, Alex, but I'm out here trying to wake everybody, white people, and all the Mexicans that, hey, man, if we all just unite for liberty and freedom, man, we can really take back the New World Order.
That's right. That's why they want divide and conquer. God bless you. We've got to unite around basic common sense and the truth. And see, that's why I'm frustrated. I've read, I think, 4 or 5 of Brzezinski's books. I've read all 3 of Tragedy and Hope authors' books. I have just, I've gotten to the point, I'll be honest, that I haven't read a lot of books lately. I read a lot of magazine articles, news articles, stuff that comes in, and clips. I already know who they are. I already know what they do. I've already been to 6 Bilderberg meetings. I've already had them threaten to murder my family. And I mean, that's when the phone rings and no numbers come up and they're threatening you and then tell you what you were doing 2 minutes ago in your backyard and start laughing at you. It doesn't intimidate me. I just say, you know, glad I'm not you. Bring it. I mean, I know how real this is, folks. Get involved in the fight against the New World Order. You'll discover it as well. Only reason they haven't killed me yet is they don't want to make me a martyr. No exaggeration. It's got to be 25 times. I'll be at a book signing, a video signing, an event. And here comes the plainclothes informant or whatever. And, hey, Alex, let's kill cops together. Let's blow something up. And I'm just like, I even knew who the security forces were at 1 Bilderberg. And I said to him, I said, right in front of the crew at dinner, these people came over and sat by us at the table and turned around. It was these big Marine Corps officers in plainclothes. They gave me their fake cards and stuff. And I said, are you guys part of State Department diplomatic security? And they literally look like you just caught a cat with a bird in its mouth. You know how Sylvester looks with Tweety Bird when Granny catches him? I mean, these guys are just so used to the public not knowing anything that it's like they live. She goes, I've got one that can see. They'll literally just go, what? I'll go, what, are you an FBI informant? Because that's usually, you can always tell those. And they'll just go, huh? And I'm like, guys, get the camera, follow this guy out in the parking lot. He's start running right now. I got to go. It's just so obvious. I can tell. That's Marine Corps. That's FBI. This is CIA. They try to buy you dinner and a bottle of wine and actually give you good info. It's federal marshals. Never anything bad with them. I mean, it is just like clockwork, ladies and gentlemen. So one time I went in one of the steakhouses for my buddy's wife's 40th birthday, and the Bush daughters were in there. They still weren't 21. They were drinking wine with their boyfriends that had just devil tattoos all over them. And Kevin's like, I'm going to my car to get my video camera. And I said, no, you're not, dude. We don't mess with people's kids. And not that he's bad, but I just said, that's a no-no. I don't want my kids messed with. Leave them alone. And to make a long story short, when I got there, there were these guys standing up from there. Hey, Alex Jones, how's it going? Somebody, I said, who's in there? And they, oh, we're not going to say, but we really like you. And we were just listening to your show today. Yeah. And man, boy, I tell you, it's wild. And then I'm sitting there eating dinner, and they come over and go, these gentlemen, because they were in there eating too, another group of them would like to buy a bottle of wine. And I was like, well, thank you very much. Anyways, the point is, it's all just people. The whole country is just made up of people. I don't know how I got off into that story. And I'm not trying to do their scaring for them. I think you're not cowards, folks. I think that when you hear the truth about all this, you're going to want to stand up against it like I have. Because somebody has got to make the stand against King George or Santa Anna or the next tyrant. Somebody's got to be first to stand up and say, I don't care what you do to me, I'm not going to back down because you're hurting innocent people. The real fight is against the New World Order. They're the occupiers. They're the people that have taken over. And if we ever force a debate about that, that's it for their system. Let's go ahead and go to Terrence in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. No, but Obama, Bush, Gore, all of them, they're all part of, they're all scum. They're all still part of the same two-headed dragon, to quote a Mortal Technique. I actually wanted to tell you something. There's a show that, two things actually, that me and my brother watch. It's called One Piece, and it's for everybody who loves freedom, who wants to fight the New World Order, who's awake. And it's really based on dreams, the world government, morals, ambitions, injustice.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows out that are actually against the tyranny now. People have been sending me clips of them and stuff. That's interesting. What's the name of the show again?
It's called One Piece, and you can find it on watchop.com.
All right. Sounds like... Exactly. All right, I appreciate your call, bro. Let's talk to Robert in New York. We're going to move quick now. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you, man. I actually got turned on to you by Gerald Celente, who's been a friend of mine for 30 years and started following you for a very long time and totally backed the cause and what you're doing. But my point is years ago, I got injured and needed to, you know, was spinal cord injury and needed a wheelchair, went through the process of getting, you know, durable medical equipment, as they call it. And back in 79, it was, you know, pretty easy to get through and get the equipment I needed. Needless to say, I went on to get off the system, was self-employed for 25 years, paid my taxes, I ran a jewelry store, and then recently, due to some other medical problems, had to get rid of my store and get back on disability. But the issues and the problems that I'm facing going through this Obamacare maze are just absolutely absurd and insane. And it's a joke.
Well, what you've just said is how they govern us. They govern us by confusion, by denial, by making things so weird that no one can ever figure it out. And then at the end of the day, you find out years later it was a giant tax increase. That's how these screw jobs work. Now we've seen a fourth name given to Al-Qaeda, Khorasan, to confuse everyone. That's what they do. That's all they do. Why do you think Common Core tells kids they don't have to spell right or know how to add 2 + 2? It's all meant to turn people into a bunch of idiots. And, you know, it's come out in federal court cases that for at least 20 years they won't hire cops in most departments with over 100 IQ because they found, quote, they won't follow orders. Well, I don't think it's work because the police I talk to are pretty smart and know that there's a setup going on, but they're sure trying. So if they can't do that, they'll just dumb everybody down with fluoride in the water. That's how, you know, the papa lion will sometimes eat the baby lion to knock out his competition. Or the male grizzly bear will come find the female grizzly bear and will kill the males. We'll kill a male baby. Because he doesn't want that competition. And that's what eugenics is. It isn't trying to make the race better, as they say. It's actually targeting the best of us. Very interesting, Robert. Good to hear from you. Tim, Michael, Abdel, Jeff. Your calls are all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. is here back live. Abdel in Canada wants to chime in on what's happening with the Al-Qaeda forces and more that Obama claims he's attacking while he's really arming them, giving them money. And as they just go attack some little subgroup, who knows if that's even true. But it's all over the news. The cruise missiles being fired and America fighting back against the group they armed. Abdel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. First of all, thank you for taking my call. And let me just say that English being my third language, I'm not as an eloquent speaker as you, so I'm sorry for your audience.
Well, you sound pretty smart, buddy. Go ahead.
So, you know, I found out about you, you know, via the Piers Morgan interview. And, you know, the whole point was about, you know, gun control and the Second Amendment. Yes. And I'd like to share with the viewers my experience when I was in Algeria in the 90s. We had, an Islamic insurgency there. So Islamists were trying to take over, you know, the country. And so they were killing left and right. And then you had the, you know, the criminal syndicate in the government there. So as a, you know, free human being who just happened to be born there, you know, you're stuck, right? So you had the government who's armed, who's corrupt, and then you have the Islamists, right? And they were killing left and right. And things changed when people got fed up. And they told the government, they said, you know, if you don't give us weapons to defend ourselves, we'll start killing you, your families, and the Islamist families. You know, they were,
that's right. I followed that with the Islamists from the north, funded by the CIA, attacking to destabilize and put pressure on the mainly Christian and animist government there in Nigeria. The people started demanding their own Second Amendment. Tell folks more about that.
Yes. So, and this is in Algeria. And
it's funny you said Algeria, because similar things happened also in Nigeria.
Yeah. So
you know that, right?
Yeah, you know with the whole, you know, Christian Muslim situation going on in Nigeria there. But you know, in the 90s in Algeria, so at first the government said no, so then people started forming death squad. So you had civilians just grabbing knives and whatever and going into, you know, Islamic territories and start killing off people.
Well, yeah, the same thing happened in Mexico. After they took all the guns, crime rates exploded. They came and got guns here illegally, and they're actually shutting the crime down in areas all over Mexico with the small caliber and single shot and you know, street-bought guns against the drug cartels that are buying military equipment. So very powerful story. Tell folks more about Algeria.
So I mean, the broader point, even like in the whole Arab world, pretty much, you know, you always hear about people complaining, you know, where are the moderates, you know, where are the normal people there? We know they're there. The problem is, you know, if you want, say, freedom, you know, or have a republic, you know, the government will shoot at you. If you want to grab a beer after a long day of work, the Islamists will shoot at you. So, you know, people there are stuck. They can't
I hear you. The vast majority from what I've seen in the Middle East, North Africa, are just moderate folks, hard work and smart people that want to have a life. And then the West is busy funding the radical jihads to basically try to turn the place into a Stone Age area. And the entire Middle East and North Africa and other areas was very advanced until the last 1,400 years. And it has been basically brought backwards, unfortunately, because of all the warfare caused by the clashes and the expansion of Islam. It is just a fact. I'm not bashing Muslims themselves, but you can look at the Middle East pre-Islam versus after Islam, and the wars to first dominate the Middle East and then dominate around that and to invade Europe have not been good. And that allowed elites to entrench themselves in the West and Christendom because of the outside threat as well. War is good for thugs to stay in power. Good to hear from you, Abdel, in Canada. Same story, different country. Tim and others, Crazy Horse, your calls are coming up. Third hour, straight ahead. Special reports as well are coming up. Back, guys, I got to meet with you. There's a bunch of those. I got to decide what to go to. Because there's so many good reports I haven't gone to yet. That are so informative. Once you, CJ, come in here, let's have a meeting.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
America.
America, America, land of the free, home of the brave.
Tonight, on my orders, America's armed forces began strikes against ISIL targets in Syria.
America,
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 America.
Show McCain.
The people we are fighting today, we funded.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
ISIS has grabbed up from the U.S., from the Saudis, from the Qataris, weapons by the truckload. And we are now forced to fight against our own weapons, and this body wants to throw more weapons into the mix.
Freedom is the only way, yeah, terrorist, your game is through, 'cause now you have...
But what happens if the terrorist game is through? Then the military-industrial complex doesn't have a war to fight anymore, and the big banks don't have a distraction to get us into debt. They would make our troops serve 5, 6, 7, 8 tours, on average about 3, and then put them on death list and not give them basic medical care because it would, quote, save money. That's an elite that are scum, and it's time to admit it, America. America still has a lot of good in it. Especially compared to other countries. I've been around. I love this country. And I'm sick of a bunch of criminals running in the ground and putting my name and your name and my family's name and your family's name on everything they're doing. Let's talk to Tim in Canada. Go ahead, Tim. You're on the air. Welcome.
How are you today?
Good, brother.
Good, man. I wanted to say, you know, Obama has been one hell of a weapon for you. I mean, if anybody's going to help you expose corruption or lies in the establishment, I think you're not giving Obama enough credit.
I mean, he has, as a propagandist for him, he got a lot done, but it's also backfired in many respects. I agree with you that the establishment's in trouble.
Sorry about that. But no, I mean, the first thing I think he said was he was going to finance a $1 trillion deficit by magical means. And then he was one of the first presidents ever that didn't get a war when he demanded it. People don't believe him. The mistakes this guy has made has just outed the establishment left, right, and center.
Well, let's not just blame Obama. The elite are so Machiavellian that they don't even have a narrative anymore, and then they lose the soft power they had. But I agree with you that they are making us a joke. That's why we've got to explain they're not us.
Bush got away with, and the belief that he commanded versus the absolute disbelief that Obama causes by walking into rooms. If you want to expose corruption, this guy, for some reason, tried to sell a war. I think the only president in the United States that didn't get it. And what do you guys average? A war per president or a war per term? So, I mean, for a president to say war, I think it was Syria, and then not get it. Plus, I mean, he hasn't the coalition behind him that Bush had. The coalition being a NATO force, which is mostly British Commonwealth countries. Nobody's following Obama. This guy can't tell a straight story. That birth certificate of his was...
I agree. They thought that they could bamboozle us, and it backfired. Great call. Thank you, Tim. More calls coming up.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were. Nya.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot.
He would always
Blair.
Win. Bang, bang. He shot me down. Bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played on people's side. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Now he's gone, I don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've only aired that a few times. Jakari Jackson made that a few months ago. What a talent Jakari is, not just on air, but his research of stories and his video editing. I mean, he's a real artist, man. That's just so good to have Jakari here. And Leanne and Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen and John Bound and all the writers. But then the crew that runs this show, CJ and Nico and everybody. Rob Jacobson back. Just the whole team. I've got to have some roundtable show in the new studio sometime where we get everybody mic'd up in there and have a big two-hour roundtable discussion. That should be a lot of fun. Big tankard of Everclear. I'm joking. I don't drink Everclear. Oh, boy. Call it, you know, Cigar Sunday or something. Ice Cream Social. Get a little bit more serious here. I've been talking about hypocrisy a lot. Obama's carbon tax push, he's going to do that without congressional approval. Just like he's launching the war without congressional approval. But what I want to do now is finish up with phone calls, and then we'll go back to calls. But I want to go to Jeff and others that have been patiently holding. The first thing I want to hit is a story on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, about halfway down. And at the top of Infowars.com, because that's where it came from, it's the new top story by Mikhail Thalen. A school has openly come out, a public school, and announced that they were ordered to spy on all of their students, basically. And that's their excuse for spying on their students' internet activity, because the NSA contacted them. School secretly monitors students' Facebook pages after receiving call from NSA. People are very good about if you see something, say something, close quote. School officials in Huntsville, Alabama, say a phone call from the National Security Agency led them to create a secret surveillance program to monitor their students' social media accounts. According to superintendent and former U.S. Army Colonel K.C. Wardinsky, the program began 18 months ago after the NSA alerted Al Lankford. This is all part of a recruiting program, folks. They use anything to recruit dentists, doctors, lawyers, power plant managers. And it always sounds reasonable when they first recruit them. And then later it's, we need you to, you know, go set somebody up. The school security officer to a violent threat made by a student on Facebook. Wardinsky says school officials immediately searched the student's vehicle and found a very good-sized knife, leading to the student's expulsion. So because of the NSA telling them about that, now everyone had to be spied on. See, we found a knife. Now we're going to spy on you. The NSA denied any involvement with the student whatsoever when contacted by AL.com, the news group that obtained documents relating to the school's SAFE program, S-A-F-E, or Students Against Fear Monitoring Program. I'll tell you what's fearful is this program. The National Security Agency has no record that it passed any information to the Huntsville School District, and the description of what supposedly occurred is inconsistent with the NSA's practices, says NSA Public Affairs Specialist Van A. Vines. Let me explain what's really going on. There are 880-something thousand, last time I checked, that was in the Washington Post, private contractors with NSA access. Now, if I wanted to bring down a country's security, and I've had the former head of an NSA division, number four, arguably number three at the NSA, an NSA director on, to concur with my analysis. Now, I'm no genius, but if I wanted to bring a country's security down, I would put 800-plus thousand people in with top-secret and above-top-secret clearances to spy on everybody, because then foreign corporations and governments pay them off, blackmail them, compromise them, and you got full penetration. See, because these doors are two-way. And that's why our country is completely penetrated seven ways to Sunday. It's so absurd, I don't even know what to say at this point. They've built back doors in all the major computer chips, all the major computers, all the switches, all the telecoms, on record. Globally, it's been standardized. So now it's an orgy of governments and corporations just breaking in, stealing, swapping, planting, framing, to clearly wreck the first internet that's the big organic one and to bring in their new certified one that's all biometrically accessed. And that's their admitted plan. I told you 15 years ago, now it's admitted. And I'm not saying I told you, because I'm up here on an ego trip, folks. You need to understand my narrative of what's going on is super accurate. And if they shut me down or something, you need to know this is precious information. You can replicate it. What I've reverse engineered. Our particular insight into how it works. They tried to put William Binney in jail two separate times, claiming he violated national security for speaking out against the NSA. He's going out there to defend your right to privacy, and they are trying to put him in jail. They've tried to put Wayne Madsen in jail. He had guys breaking in and following him. He had to leave the U.S. for 6 months a few years ago. I mean, this is real, and I'm not up here whining about it. I'm just saying it's real. It's real. It has nothing to do with keeping you safe. The border is wide open. The government ordered the Border Patrol since January to load the illegals on the buses with no ID and give them a computer voucher that Greyhound will accept for a month to take them anywhere they want in the country. But the NSA and police departments are grabbing the data of political people and tracking everything and doing all this, and they're framing Congress, and MI6 has been caught blackmailing Parliament. This is bureaucracies and 880,000 private people and over a million government people with top secret and above top secret clearances just in a clearinghouse of corruption and infiltration and takedown. Do you have any idea, I'm sure you do, that previously to 9/11, they had all this NSA data, and they didn't use it, and they stood down. That's come out. So, A, it didn't keep you safe. Now they say more spy will keep you safe when they are the ones that gave 600 tons of weapons to ISIS just last year. And now they're saying all over the news, imminent attack. Get ready. They're going to hit us in the U.S. They're going to hit us just like it's like watching paint dry. It's so obvious. It's a total narrative because they think the media thinks they've got such control, which they don't have. people see what they're doing. They're just there with their mouth hanging open. That they're going to be able to let ISIS, or whatever new name they've given it, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you could call that the new group. People buy it. Some of them would buy it. Blow up stuff, shoot up. In fact, they were saying today on CNN, they might do something like shoot up a school. I said 2 days ago. It's a nightmare, and I just want to stop it, ladies and gentlemen, because it's not just going to be the kids they're going to mow down, 100 of them or something, or the shopping mall they're going to take over. It'll be real jihadi nutbags that were brought here to do it. Whacked out of their minds, having no idea who they even work for. It will be my guns and your guns and my property and your property and my kids and your kids and all our freedom because we're the target. Let me tell you who the target is. You're hardworking. You're not corrupt. You built a company. They're going to rob you. You got a pension fund. They're going to rob you. They want you. They want to dominate you. The globalists want to break America forever and bring in unlimited poor people to bring in socialism, and we'll just sink into the mud and be a big military mercenary production factory for them, and that's it. And within 10 years, it'll all be robots. They don't even need us. This is the takedown of America, the destruction of this country. Mark my words, that's the plan. Your calls are coming up at Special Reports as well. Is a man of peace. Obama, the Peace Prize winner. Okay, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Let's go back to your calls. And I have three special reports I'm going to air in the next segment. Some financial news, some carbon tax news, and some other Ebola news and news from InfoWars that I want to get to. Right now, let's talk to Jeff in Arizona. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. I told your screener that I want to talk about transhumanism. Real quick, can I just address how the New World Order is going to attack patriots?
Yeah, we've got open phones, man. You can talk about whatever you want. Go ahead.
Well, basically, they're going to do it through civil war. Everyone asks, well, how could they possibly get away with targeting Tea Partiers and gun owners? The forming of the North American Union is going to be the pretext for that. Basically,
yeah, they're going to break off part of the Southwest and give it to Mexico as a sub-region. That's an admitted plan, and people aren't going to go along with it. And they're going to push people till they become violent in the United States.
Absolutely. All of us Constitution lovers are going to become their new enemy. Next, I want to talk about transhumanism. And this really at the top, as you know, is Luciferianism. All of us are here on Earth, essentially, to learn how to have faith in God, to have faith in Jesus Christ. Satan stands in complete opposition to that plan. He does not have a body, and so his goal is to destroy us. His goal is to destroy our bodies, the vehicle in which God has blessed us with to carry out that eternal plan of learning how to trust in him and progress and have full faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Transhumanism is the lie that Lucifer has given the globalists.
That's how he offers eternal life or godhood back to the apple.
Correct. You're absolutely right, Alex.
Well, it's not hard. I mean, look at Apple with the apple symbol, with the bite out of it. They're openly telling you what they're doing. I mean, I could play clips of top transhumanists saying, we're going to become gods, get out of our way or we'll kill you. I mean, this is their attitude.
That's right. We think of God, our God, as the ultimate engineer of our bodily machines, and Satan is trying to mimic that to deceive us, all of us, even the globalists, who we need to pray for a change of heart, to deceive them, to possess their bodies, and ultimately get complete tyranny to destroy us.
Well, look at how all of the computer stuff they come out with has another use than what they tell us, and is meant to dumb us down, spy on us, lower our awareness, lower our psychological brainwaves. Everything the globalists deploy is destructive. It always sounds great. It's addictive. It's wonderful until we get deeper into it. I hear you. Good points. Let's talk to Michael in California. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I want to say amen to the fellow that just was on. And my thoughts continue on. I am a Roman Catholic layman who is an exorcist. And I found out that Catholics who have the sacrament of confirmation, which is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles at Pentecost, can do exorcisms, but they don't know it. The knowledge was hidden 1,794 years ago. The reason I know this is because a colleague of mine and I, from 84 to 90, did research on the church, and we found this out, and we worked with a priest who was a personal friend of John Paul II. He met John Paul in 1938 in Poland. He was one of the priests that mentored him into the priesthood and protected him from the Nazis. Father continued and then protected him against the Soviets. And Father was caught by the Soviets and kept in a gulag until 1947, when the State Department, under the influence of Rome, was told that where he was and that he was an American citizen, and so they finally coughed him up in 1947. He was brilliant, and we sort of brainstormed with him at the time. He was 80, but he was brilliant.
What was his name?
Pardon me?
What was his name?
Father, oh my gosh. I'm getting a mental block. He died in 91. Anthony Saran.
Father, well, you ought to do a YouTube video about that or write an article about it. It's very interesting, and I'm interested to hear what he had to say about exorcisms because, I tell you, a lot of people, it's like mental illness is like viral or something, and it's like they're demon-possessed. Mentally ill people I've dealt with, someone's normal, and then suddenly they're like evil and bad. I want to talk about it more when we come back. Stay there. Mark.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. One day we'll saddle up and ride. And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
With the devil close behind, we're gonna ride. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman. Razor blades and dice in her eyes, with just a touch of sadness in her fingers, and thunder, lightning in her thighs.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
It's Waylon Jennings, crank it up.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Such beautiful voices all those men had.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder. Lightning in her eyes. And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
Get behind me, Satan. Only place the devil belongs is in the dust. That's why the system always puts itself in front of you, makes you go through it, ask permission to do anything.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever.
I'm gonna chase the sky forever with the woman, the stallion, and the wind. And the world is gonna burn into a cinder.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
Before we ever pass this way again. And we're going to ride. I was up about 6 a.m. this morning before the sun even came up, looking out over the hill country. and the lights. And I just thought how fantastic consciousness and being alive is. You can say what you want about life after death. You can say what you want about where we came from, where we're going. But, man, this is fantastic to be alive. And I know that Hollywood and Air Force One and red carpets is not the end-all be-all. This life is a test. You know, I wanted to go to that caller about the exorcism story, and I said, please hold over. And I don't know what it is. When I say hold over, they never do, or rarely. But I was talking to someone who follows the Carl Jung system of psychology, Swiss psychology, which I think is the most accurate out there, of constructs to look into the human mind from a secular perspective. And this is a well-known psychologist, I'll just leave it at that, that quietly underground does exorcisms, even though they weren't religious until they began to investigate it all, but then did it. And even if people aren't Christian in their background, they only respond to the name Jesus Christ. And I actually know someone quite well who was involved in close to 100 exorcisms with this well-known psychologist slash PhD. And the stuff they saw doing this, the person I know just couldn't even do it anymore. It was too intense. With people that thought they were possessed. It's just amazing. And those aren't areas I really get into here on air. But you can call it mental illness, whatever you want. But where people just, their face changes and their whole demeanor changes, and it's a different person. And it doesn't matter if what they're doing hurts them and hurts others and isn't even good for them to do. They will do it because it's destructive and it's bad. And I've talked to one of the best-known psychologists here in Austin, Texas, who I know is a listener, but I ended up meeting him through a separate issue. And they said, after 40 years of doing what they do, at the bottom of the rabbit hole, they weren't religious, and they become religious. That's happened to so many genetic engineers and people. When they really start looking at stuff, they go, this has been made. This didn't just fall off a turnip truck. This didn't just appear in the middle of the desert or in the ocean. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, everything we're being told is not the full story. And the entire Illuminati system is about the public not learning these secrets. And I know a lot more than I even get into on air because people just aren't ready for this information. People aren't ready to know that there's a long declassified history of adding sterilants and other horrible stuff to vaccines that, or yuppies go, well, there are too many people. And I'm like, but they're targeting your kids. It's like taking your kids up to the temple in Tyre 2,500 years ago and throwing them on a burning altar in front of Moloch. I mean, why? Well, the state said do it. Or 3,000 years ago, and what's Wales today? In central England, north of London. In the Welsh Hills. The priest would come around, the druidic priest, and some years he might just want your cat or maybe your oxen for the summer solstice or winter solstice or whatever event it was, Samhain, Halloween. Sometimes they'd say, I want you. They'd take the man and put him in a wicker basket and burn him so the crops would grow the next year. Sometimes they said, I want your son or I want your daughter. And right in front of everybody, they'd let them get the little kid drunk, the little six-year-old girl or boy. I guess they were nice to them. The Aztecs did that too. They got them drunk. And they'd lean them out there right over that peat bog. And they'd take that dagger and they'd slit that throat and just let that little kid's blood pour right into that bog to that god. Or sometimes they just club their head in right there. Or sometimes they'd take little kids bound and throw them into a big pit of coals to just swell up and pop and burst. And I know you don't want to hear that, but every culture did that. And it's the state, the religious state, demanding that children be killed to the God. I mean, look at the Bible. Abraham. God says, take your only son. I guess he had another brother as well, but you take that one, your heir, the one you really wanted, the one you had with your wife, not with your concubine, take him up there and stab him in the heart. But then we talk about them kidnapping kids. They, oh, no, nobody's involved in that. And there's like tens of thousands of missing kids. They can't find them with the NSA. And I'll tell you why they can't find them. Because the NSA is not allowed to look into that. They're only allowed to watch what the Tea Party's doing. And, oh, look, Dinesh D'Souza, you know, he's in a divorce 2 years ago. And then magically the word comes down that he got some friends to donate money, and he gave him money to, so let's put him in jail. See, they go, well, it's the law. And they said, Mr. D'Souza, I was reading the court ruling yesterday, the transcript, while at red lights in traffic. I literally pulled it up and was reading it at red lights. And the judge, all appointed by Clinton, the prosecutor, appointed by Obama, said to D'Souza, how dare you do an interview? And they played the transcript. It was only a transcript. I couldn't see the TV in the courtroom. They played him on Fox News, and they played him on this radio show, saying it was political. He's bargaining. He said, because of your speech, I'm going to put you in a re-education center, therapeutic therapy for mental illness for 10 months. Or is it 8 months? You got to pull up the transcript. I think it's 8, 9, or 10 months. You have to look it up. My memory fails for a moment. But the point is that he has to go to daily brainwashing about how he's mentally ill with at an actual shrink medical center, therapeutic for his thought crime. And the judge sat there and said, how dare you say this was selective or political? We don't do that. 5 years probation. They pulled it up here. Yeah, but it's how many months to a, quote, community center. It's like a giant open-air prison. It'll say how many. Yeah, it's 8. Okay. They had sought 16 months prison sentence, but it said it's 8 months in basically a locked-up halfway house, hellhole. I'd rather be in prison than one of those halfway houses where the criminals go in and out, and there's like weird criminals that run them, feeding on people and preying on them. I mean, what a nightmare. And all these nobodies that couldn't get jobs that mess with you all day, and all these probation people. I mean, what a hellhole. But what's amazing is if you read the judge's ruling and statements, it's online. You can read the indictment and everything else. When I got home, I read that again. It's just fascinating tyranny. Because you spoke out, I'm going to go ahead and give you a sentence of 8 months, and I'm going to go ahead and give you 5 years probation and a $30,000 fine. I wouldn't have if you wouldn't have said this was political. I mean, they're politically saying, you talked about us, so we're going to punish you, but this isn't political. It's like taking a bottle of vodka and going, this is an alcohol, and guzzling 15 shots of it. The judge indicts himself in the statement of just hubris and just arrogance. And they'll be like, well, Dinesh D'Souza gave, I kept saying 30, it was $20,000, $10,000 was legal, through donors. That's all Clinton and Obama and all of them do is go out and get straw donors. It's on record. They say it's legal when they do it, not when somebody else does it. But let me tell you, when you've punished those that funded Al-Qaeda, when you've punished all those that put fluoride in the water, when you punish those that gave live polio vaccine to millions, when you punish those that put our troops on death list, secret death list, and not give them treatment at the VA nationwide, when you punish the people kidnapping little kids, when you've punished all the illegals pouring across, burning down houses and killing people, then once you've gotten all them, if you want to get to Dinesh D'Souza, then I would say it wasn't political. Of course it's political when Rick Perry, who I don't even like, is forced because of incredible public pressure to go after the Travis County DA, who's on video spitting on police, flopping around, kicking like she's possessed. Looks like Linda Blair. She runs a state agency, $7 million for the County Public Integrity Fund. He says, step down or I'll cut the money. Tries to get the Democrats quietly to appoint a new person who's Democrat, and they indict him and then say it's not political. It's just flaunting this stuff in people's faces. Flaunting it. Arrogantly. Mentally ill. I got a bunch of reports I've got to get to. And boy, there are a lot of them. I want to go to this John Mound report. It'll go into the break. I'll come back and finish it. Obama wants amnesty for murderers and rapists. Just to talk about what's really going on. How above the law, I'll launch wars if I want. Above the law, open the borders. Above the law, I'll shut down your power plants. I'm above the law. I'm above the law. I'm above the law. And the people that are above the law, that have the IRS persecuting people and have been caught lying about it, now they're going to go out and put Dinesh D'Souza in prison at a re-education camp. Therapeutic therapy. Psychological therapeutic therapy. Here it is. Here's the report.
New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago have formed a big city coalition to grease the skids for illegal immigration in the United States. This coalition will push our tax dollars along with big corporate donations towards a greater voting procedure, educational assistance, and microloans for illegal immigrants. They are going full steam ahead with a Cloward Piven-induced privileged society that is already destroying the American middle class. The NSA tracks the movements, phone calls, and emails of every U.S. citizen. But we can't know where these illegals are as they continue to miss their immigration hearings by 90%. So where are they? Apparently, a growing number of them have been flooding the southeast of the United States, and they are raping the children of these communities at an alarming rate.
A spokeswoman for the Davidson County Sheriff's Office said USADA was in this country illegally.
Gurao Aguilar faces three counts of aggravated sexual battery of a person under the age of 13. Jacobo Gurao faces one count of rape of a person under the age of 13.
Police believe 19-year-old Sergio Perez, an illegal immigrant, attacked the woman in her home Sunday.
418 children were raped by illegals in the state of North Carolina in the month of August 2014 alone. I spoke with James Johnson, the founder and president of North Carolinians for Immigration Reform Enforcement, about the history of his organization and methods needed to document this full-blown attack on America's youth.
NC Fire started in 2007, and it came about as a result of me getting injured on the job. As I was going through physical therapy and rehab under workman's comp, I started seeing a lot of individuals who could not speak English that had interpreters with them in the rehab process, in the therapy sessions. And so I started inquiring about, you know, what's going on. And then, you know, the other things you'd see non-American citizen, obvious people at the grocery stores, you know, paying for two or three shopping carts full of groceries with a food stamp card and then buying, you know, the last cart's full of alcohol and they're paying for that with wads of cash. And then I started noticing, you know, crime in this newspaper report, crime on this television report here, you know, about Hispanic hyphenated surname individuals creating crimes. And North Carolina has not been a bastion of hyphenated surname. All these flags, red flags started coming together, and it just led me to the point where, you know, what's going on here? And I started looking into it. And the more you look into it, the more you find the effort is to hide it. The crimes by illegal aliens are not compiled by any government agency anywhere in the United States as far as the public being able to access it. So I just decided that, you know what, I'll start cataloging it in North Carolina. And we first started out just listing all the crimes that we could find, and here's how we do it. We just started scouring the web, any kind of news reports, police reports. In North Carolina, there are 100 counties. So the first thing I did was go to all of the county sheriff's department's arrest records, and they're all online. And then we started going through all of the, like, TV station websites, newspaper websites, radio station websites. They'll have a crime section there on every one of those. And obviously, in every county, there are cities and towns and municipalities that have their own police agencies. And so all of this stuff is online, and it takes...
We're going to come back with the rest of this important report. And the reason this is so important is the criminals of Latin America who are even fleeing justice are coming here. This is the happy hunting ground. They're released by police, no ID. They get bank accounts, no ID. They fly with no ID. They are literally invincible gods. You understand that? Invincible gods. The entire InfoWars team will be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to do this segment the next with some special reports and try to get to some more of your phone calls. We have something breaking in a few hours that's very interesting from the FBI crime statistics website. It says there were no deaths in New Haven, Connecticut in the year of the New Haven mass shooting. And Wolfgang Halbig, we're going to get him back on the show tomorrow or the next day to break some of that down with us. But the report will be up on InfoWars.com in the next few hours and PrisonPlanet.com. I still haven't aired that hilarious piece they did on myself and Ray Kurzweil for RT. Maybe we'll play that tomorrow on the Singularity. When I get a little bit sarcastic and I say illegals are like gods or something, they can get all the welfare they want. They can be above the law. They can fly without ID. The big banks give them bank accounts, AP reports without ID. It's meant to incentivize, in a corporate takeover of the country, a bunch of poor people that can be the new government minion class. And then if you're against it, you're racist. No, I'm against the country collapsing into third world state. NAFTA and GATT was about collapsing us. It's done a pretty good job. This is about the North American Union. Let's finish up with John Bowne's report, where he interviews one of the people that started the organization with the Examiner to expose all the news reports in just North Carolina that a large portion, if not the majority, of the rapes and murders now are illegals. And it's just a happy hunting ground of illegals robbing. And they rob Hispanics, blacks, whites. They don't care. It is just people with no names who can do whatever they want. Here it is.
And so all of this stuff is online, and it takes a Herculean effort to try to compile this stuff. The numbers you're seeing now are not nearly all of it, because it's physically impossible for us as an organization with the limited people and resources that we have to actually, you know, check all of those resources. And so we go through every day of every county of every name from A to Z, and pick out the ones that we suspect of being illegal. And because of the charge, indecent liberties with a child is more prevalent to an illegal or someone from Central America or a Hispanic or Spanish background nation. Now, that's not to say that Americans don't do it too. However,
that's right. It's socially acceptable.
Once we get the court date, it has the arrest record number, the court docket number, and we take that number and go to the specific county where the person was arrested and get that agency's police report. And on there, it'll say, needs an interpreter first for court. Well, that's a dead giveaway. First of all, the person doesn't speak English. Well, then obviously they 99.9% mm-hmm. chance that they're illegal. They're illegally in the country. Now, down at the bottom of all of our reports, underneath the all the court dockets, we have listed the articles, the news articles that we find with the links to them. And in many of those, they will actually say this person is an illegal immigrant or being held on ICE charges. Oh, it's killing us, literally and figuratively, in the pocketbook. And, you know, I mean, literally, we have, people are dying from
all right.
DWI, hit and run.
Guys, the full report, there's a few minutes left of this. We're going to post it to YouTube. It's from the Nightly News last night. And we're going to post it to InfoWars.com the next 20 minutes. I'll get that done. It's Obama wants amnesty for murderers and rapists special report. And the issue is they're above the law. We need to do a part two on this, showing the AP admitting they get bank accounts, other reports, how they get to fly without ID. And you ask why? As John Bowne showed, microloans, everything free, Democratic family sponsoring them, getting $7,000 a month from the government. This is how the government's literally funding its political takeover. And that's why the Democrats laugh. They go, listen, we're getting your guns the next 10 years. We're going to get the people. We're going to let them vote. Give them IDs. It's over. Well, then it's going to be civil war, which is what they want.
You are listening to GCN.
And that's what they're setting Homeland Security up
Visit
for.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Mark my words,
today.
It's all planned. A little bit of overdrive. Stay with us. Fix bayonets.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I got this other report by John Malam. It'll be on the nightly news tonight. Ebola efforts in a state of complete chaos. Let's get a few of your calls that have been holding the longest. Crazy Horse. That's a cool name. Crazy Horse, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, brother.
I want to get into how Obama is actually a terrorist under his own law. But real quick, I have to get to Psalm 37, starting at 12. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword, bend the bow, to bring down the poor and the needy, and slay those whose ways are upright, but their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that the righteous have than the wealth of many wicked.
Yeah, I've read that verse. It's powerful. It's true, too.
Yeah. So anyways, under the National Defense Authorization Act, counterterrorism, section 1021, subparagraph B, it talks about covered persons or quote-unquote terrorists. And it says a covered person under this section is any person as follows. Number two, a person who was a part of or substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces that are engaged in hostilities against the United States or its coalition partners, including any person who has committed a belligerent act or has directly supported such hostilities in aid of such enemy forces.
Yeah, that's been pointed out that arming Al-Qaeda the last 4 years, and especially Benghazi 2 years ago, is an act of terrorism, and that's why they're so scared of this coming out. They're always arresting like mentally ill people that they trick into saying they're going to bomb something. But then our own government's arming them, and it's not being discussed. I forget that subsection again. Plug where you find that and the subsection again.
If you just type in NDAA covered person, section 1021, subparagraph B.
That's right.
Yeah, but it gets deeper than that, though, because Obama's actually extorting all taxpayers' money, like all the taxpayers. So
yeah, now he's making us aid and abet them publicly and then doing a fake bombing of one of these subgroups, as we predicted, this Khorasan situation. Excellent point, brother. I'm going to try to do a special report on that in the next few days. Headline, proof Obama is a terrorist by his own definition. Now let's jam in one more call. Sorry to the others. Let's talk to Greg in Connecticut on global warming. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say.
That's right. I'm not going to screen your call because you're on air. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to thank you for opening my eyes up to all this.
Thank you, brother.
Because, you know, I was a huge Obama supporter and everything, but you exposed the truth and everything. And Al Gore talking about global warming and everything. Last winter here was absolutely horrible. Like, it was 10 below and all that. And I was just thinking to myself, like, how does that happen, you know?
Well, we didn't pay Al Gore enough money, so it got cold. I've got to jump. I want to talk to John real fast. You say after next false flag, Operation Valkyrie. What does that mean?
Well, Alex, as you know, the U.S. military has plans to attack every single nation on Earth. In the 1920s, they had plans to attack Great Britain, and they also have their own version of Operation Valkyrie. That's the operation that was put into effect after they tried to assassinate Hitler. And anyway, the next false flag that's coming up, any loyal military officers that are involved in the planning and implementation of Operation Valkyrie must put it into motion once the false flag hits and arrest Obama, arrest Biden, and all the leadership of the House and Senate. And that's the only way we're going to get these criminals off our back. We can't solve this peacefully through politics anymore. That's over. That option is gone. We have to have the military move on these criminals.
Well, for those that don't know, that's what they tried against Hitler, but...